comic stories for younger readers to the award-winning DeltoraQuest fantasy series for teenagers, Emily Rodder is one of Australia's most prolific and successful children's writers. She maintains an interest in children's education and literature, but she also writes crime fiction for adults under her real name Jennifer Rowe. Her favourite children's story, she says, is Wind in the Willows, but she also loves to read Agatha Christie, Dorothy Sayers and other writers of the golden age of mystery writing. For our off-the-shelf segment of favourite reads, Emily Rodder describes the books that she loves to dip into over and over again.
I absolutely love Margaret Atwood's work. I always like her books, but to me, The Robber Bride is an absolute tour de force. It's about a lot of things, but it's about a strong relationship between women friends that I think she does so well. Her characters are so strong. And what I love about Margaret Atwood is not only does she write very well, but she sees magic in everyday things. It can be very dark magic and it can be very life-affirming magic. But in the end, the book itself is life-affirming and is one of my absolute favourites. The next one I'd like to mention would be Possession by A.S. Byatt. I've read that many times. It's described as a literary mystery, although her subtitle is A Romance, which is interesting. I love it because it's the closest thing to a 19th century novel, I think, that's been written in the last 20 years. It's so multi-layered. I love the contrast between the love story in Victorian times and the modern love story, and I love the way the contrast between the Victorian obsessions and the modern obsessions. Like the Atwood, it's full of wit. It can make you cry and it can make you laugh aloud, and of course I find the whole sense of the academic world are very fascinating. It sort of reminds me of things in my own past. So that is always a book I can go back to, and I look forward to the time when, oh, I haven't read that for a while. Now I can read that again. Bleak House by Dickens. I'm reading that again just at this present time. I love all Dickens' work, but I've chosen Bleak House because I think it's the one that I most feel I'm plunging into another world with. Dickens' Light and Shade, the darkness that runs underneath everything, the satire and his fabulous use of metaphor. I mean, you know, everyone knows about Dickens. But to me, Bleak House is really the greatest of them all. Then, well, Emma, I guess, Jane Austen, because, again, I love all Austen's work, but Emma is, to me, almost the perfect book. It gives me such a refreshment even reading Jane Austen's prose. She's like Mozart is with music to me. She's just incredibly contained and yet at the same time so fresh. How you can read a book that's so old so many times and continue to find refreshment from it amazes me. Well, Cloud Street almost goes without saying. I mean, it's been voted the, you know, favourite Australian book by so many people, it's almost embarrassing to talk about. But again, it's a fabulous piece of work. Like, I liked Tin Winton's work, but this is my absolute favourite. And it seems to me that the laughter and tears in Cloud Street is what's made it such a favourite, and its fantastic sense of place as well. Now, the other one I'd like to mention is kind of a strange choice in a way. It's just that it's a very old book, but I honestly think it's one of the funniest books ever written, which is Three Men in a Boat by Jerome K. Jerome. Little book, funny, so funny, so fresh. The characters are very amusing. It's the kind of book that if you see it on a film or television, it probably wouldn't mean very much to you. When you're reading it, you just can't help laughing. It was written in the 19th century. It's about three young men who decide to go on a trip down the Thames. And it's really, that's what it is. It's a kind of road story, but set on the river. There are lyrical passages, but there are also passages that are so funny, the various things that happen to them on their trip. It's an extraordinarily funny book, very tiny little book, what we'd regard as a short story almost now, but I heartily recommend it to anyone who wants a laugh. It was the book I gave my 13-year-old daughter when she said, "All the books I've got here are depressing," and didn't want to read. She's always been a great reader. I gave her Three Men in a Boat, and it's set her back on the track of reading.
Children's author Emily Rodder with her favourite reads, and we'll put them up on our website, abc.net.au/rn/bookshow. On tomorrow's book show, The Triumph of Brains Over Porn. A brand new men's magazine has hit newsstands and there's not a female breast or buttock in sight. It's called The Smith Journal and it's got a big emphasis on literature and storytelling. We'll speak to its editor, Rick Bannister, about how this new quarterly magazine is offering something different to Australian men. That's tomorrow on The Book Show. And you can hear us on ABC Radio National each weekday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. Or go to our website again, that's abc.net.au/rn/bookshow. Have a look at the transcripts we've got there, download the program, subscribe to our podcasts, and make any comments you'd like to. It's always good to hear from you about the show. You'll find today's guest and book details, of course. And also, you can contact us on Twitter if you want. The hashtag is RNBooks. I'm Dominic Knight, and you're on ABC Radio National. Coming up, another memoir on first person.